Chi Nguyen lived in Nansang, a southern city in China. In June 1997, he developed an aplastic anemia in his blood system and required frequent blood transfusion. In October 1997, he was diagnosed with acute leukemia in Shanghai. Despite extensive therapy treatment at Shanghai Ruijin Hospital, his condition didn't improve.
After more than 1 month of therapy, the cancer cells were not killed. Instead, my condition became critical. Doctors told my family, there's no use of further treatment. He will survive no more than 3 months. There isn't a case of survival for patients with that kind of disease. Go home now while he still can.
Mr. Hu went back to Nansang and stayed at Jiangxi University Hospital. Despite the best medical efforts, his health continued to deteriorate rapidly.
I was in the hospital waiting for my last moment to come. In January 1998, I was lying in bed and could no longer move. The cancer cells increased from 30% to 65%. A notice of critical condition was issued to my family.
The prognosis of myelocytic leukemia it depends on the type of malignant cells and the response to chemotherapy. Only a very small percentage of patients can survive for maybe over 5 years. Most of them is not responsive for chemotherapy. Usually die within 1 to 3 months.
At the brink of death, he came to know Falun Gong. His father, who had practiced Falun Gong for about a year, came from his hometown to visit his dying son. The father introduced Falun Gong to his son.
Upon seeing my condition, my father wanted me to try Falun Gong, see if Falun Gong can save me.
Well aware that his death was near, Hu had no options, so he gave it a try. Mr. Hu Qingyun listened to the audio recording of Mr. Li Hongzhi Falun Gong lectures. Miraculously, as he learned more and more about Falun Gong, his condition showed signs of improvement. Soon he started to learn the exercises in the hospital bed.
By late May, I could go outdoor to do the Falun Gong exercise.
Mr. Hu was soon out of critical condition and started to feel better. Because medicine could not cure his disease, he wanted to go home and practice Falun Gong instead. Upon his insistence, the doctors agreed to release him from the hospital, but asked him to come back within a month for examination and chemotherapy.
After my release from the hospital in June 1998, I have not taken medicine or chemotherapy. I go out to practice the Falun Gong exercises with other practitioners. My physical condition was greatly improved and I felt very good. I benefited a lot from practicing Falun Gong.
The fact of this patient have such a severe condition after practicing Falun Gong have survived, it is suggested as to it is worth to further study, because this kind of patient usually have very weak immune system, so it's easy to get infection and it's easy to get bleeding. So this case seems after practicing Falun Gong, the situation is pretty good and lives well, even though he suffered from leukemia.
In July 1999, the Jiang Zemin-led Chinese regime banned Falun Gong and initiated a nationwide crackdown. For Hu, that was a matter of life and death.
Some media reports told people that practicing Falun Gong causes death or insanity. I want to tell the government with my own experiences what Falun Gong is.
Mr. Hu went to Jiangxi provincial government to tell his story and to appeal for Falun Gong. Consequently, he was arrested on July 21, 1999, and was put into a prison cell with criminals. The prison conditions were so harsh that his health went downhill.
I told the police that I was a leukemia patient, but the police responded as if I was threatening them with my health condition. I started to bleed and develop blood spots on my body.
Mr. Hu lost consciousness 3 times. Fearing he might die in the prison, the police sent him to the hospital. The hospital admitted him after the exam that showed a serious leukemia with very low white blood cells.
Imprisoning an acute leukemia patient, in my point of view, is very irresponsible for the patient's life. Because the patient suffers from leukemia, usually have a very serious condition, bleeding and infection. Those kind of patient usually need very close monitored by doctor and nurses. So if don't take care of those kind of easy to die, so I think it's ridiculous.
After hospital admission, I did not accept the chemotherapy because it had no effect on me before. I asked it to go home in the evening so I could practice Falun Gong exercises and read Falun Gong books. My condition continued to improve and I left the hospital 15 days later.
Although the police did not put him back into the prison, the state-owned media distorted his story to defame Falun Gong. Mr. Hu Qinyun was described as a patient cured by the hospital, but who relapsed after practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Hu wrote a letter to the government officials to clarify the truth of his experiences and asked the authority to conduct a thorough investigation. As a result of this letter, Hu was visited again by the police.
They interrogated me for 10 hours. One policeman threatened to interrogate me for 2 days straight if I didn't give in. I told him that my body could not take it.
Possibly can. And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
It is our responsibility to do everything that we can.
Within the practice of Falun Gong, a genuine benefit.
This has to stop. And I will call upon the Chinese regime to stop the oppression immediately.
Det är dessvärre en mycket eländig situation vad gäller respekten för mänskliga rättigheter.